The surprise date. Owen helps me into the front seat of his car, guiding my head carefully from hitting off the low roof. I know he has something to tell me from his behaviour in the restaurant. He has been like an excited puppy, unable to keep still, and his grin hasn't left his lips all evening. Once I am seated, he runs around the front of the bonnet and slides in next to me. Leaning over, Owen plants his smile on my lips, leaving a lingering taste of his hardly eaten banoffee pie on my mouth. Taking my hand in his, he explains he has a surprise for me, one I've had before. My mind races to what it could be, and if my memory is correct, it is one I've wanted to return to for a long time. His excitement is contagious, and the glowing beam on my face shows how excited I am, knowing what is coming next. When Owen takes out a piece of fabric from the dashboard and places it over my eyes, my heart beats faster. After checking to make sure I am comfortable with the position of the mask and in complete darkness, Owen secures my seatbelt and starts up the engine. On the short drive to our destination, he doesn't say another word. The silence between us is only broken when I feel his hand on my thigh, rubbing my bare skin with his callous hand, and I purr my delight. His touch, although a little rough, is needed to fuel my arousal, my pussy lips pressing the material of my panties as I slide forward a little in the seat. I want him to go further up, but his hand stays circling in one place. After what feels like a long time, the car slows down to a stop and Owen shuts off the engine. I try to listen to anything that might give me an idea where we are, but all I hear is his breathing, deep and calm. Owen unclips his belt and then unclips mine. I can sense his presence up close to me as he teases his fingers along the buttons of my sleeveless top. He pops them open one at a time until a slight breeze is felt on my exposed skin. My chest heaves from the excitement, my breathing rapid with his touch. Gently coaxing my breast out of their cradle in unison, his mouth suckles on my erect nipple. I hold his head close to me, not wanting the pleasure to stop. He paws at my teat, grasping the end between his teeth by rolling the other nipple between his fingers. Throwing my head back on the headrest, I gasp at the sensations tingling throughout and straight to my sex. I want to beg him to take me here, in the car right now, and I start to ask, but he hushes me and tells me not to speak another word while I am blinded. With my breast still exposed, I hear Owen open up the driver's door, and then a few seconds later he opens mine. Taking my hand in his, he guides me out of the seat and wraps one arm around my waist to steer me to where we are going. I trust no one is around to see how exposed I am, and when I feel my feet unbalanced and a little unstable, I guess where we are. Owen whispers to me to stand still, not to put a foot forward until he says, and I do as he asks. Although I sway a little, I stay steadfast and keep my stance. As he tightens around my waist, I feel a pair of arms slide under mine before I am helped aboard. With Owen's gentle tones, I am guided where to place my feet and helped in my darkness. Standing on what feels like the deck, someone helps me down some short steps and ducks my head for me. I know it's not Owen, and I can no longer feel him near. The fingers around my wrists are light and tender. The fragrance I can smell is unrecognizable. A sweet odor hinted with petals of a flower I am unable to place. No longer being moved by anything but the tide, I am guessing I am now in the cabin and feel the boat rock in the rhythm of the waves. Tenderly, my shirt and my bra are removed and a gentle finger brushes down the gap between my breasts. I stand steady in anticipation, silently begging for more. Slowly the slip is slid down at the side of my short skirt and ushered over my hips. I move my foot when it reaches the floor to discard it. Parting my legs to keep my balance, I wrap my palms under my heavy breasts and start to knead from underneath. I am aching for them to be touched by our guest, and the small amount of pleasure I can give myself is delightful. The touch of delicate hands resting on my thighs makes me groan, and when a tongue swipes along my panties, I twist my nipples between my finger and thumb to heighten the sensation. The juice evident on them is licked clean, sweeping over the place where it escaped from me just moments before. I can hear gentle moans united with mine as the material between my thighs is being sucked. My legs start to go weak. They shake a little as my pleaser nips at the edge of my panties to get them off. Clutching at the side of the stringed material, my panties are pulled down onto the floor. Steering me, I walked backwards to the edge of what feels like a seat and guided to sit down. The soft leather under my heated backside is a cool comfort. I open my legs, not wanting the tongue to stop what it had started and expose my bare pussy. Instantly, the mouth returns and sweeps the crevices of my soft flaps, making them tingle, sending the blood rushing through my body, thickening the small area at the front that wants to be pleased. The tender tongue slips into my pussy, lapping up the liquid, weeping from me. I thread my fingers through the soft hair of the one in front of me and let out a deep rasp out from my chest. I want my nub to be taken by the sweet mouth fucking my pussy, making me desperate for more. My juices flow out, mixing with the hunger of the sweet mouth, and I can barely hold on, twisting the hair around my fingers and pulling as my body tenses. I have to lean back against the seat. I need the support as I let out the waves of ecstasy take over. With the tip of the tongue trailing the soft line up to my nub, I let go and clutch the edge of the seat to hold on tight. Flickering over the tip of my swelling, my legs jolt with the sensations, unable to keep them still. My loud cries wanting for more as I am brought to the edge of my climax. I levitate, not wanting to stop but barely able to contain the intensity much longer. A pause, so slightly I nearly missed it, then cold air being swiftly blown around my soft labia, and I moan my pleasing. The light breeze is welcomed, feeling the lips kissing my knob so gently before taking the hardness into the mouth and sucking hard. Thumping my hands down onto the seat, I scream out what is being undone to me. Higher I go with the climax, higher until I lift my pussy into the face of my pleaser, and I come loud. My body tenses and shakes, allowing the orgasm to flow through me until I am finished. I can't go any more. I slouch on the seat. My pussy is still throbbing and the leather is damp underneath me. Steady in my breathing, I hear movement in the room. The sound I recognise as Owen's. The vocal noise he makes when he is going to come. I want to lift my blindfold, but that is not how our game plays out. Deeper he sounds in a hurried pace, and then another sound, lighter, sweeter, and this time I lift to uncover my eyes. At that moment, I see Owen splurting his cum into the mouth of a blonde-haired female. She is knelt in front of him, her mouth open wide, catching the white fluid hitting her lips. Her tongue swipes around to gather each drop as his pumping spills onto her. Quickly, I go back into the darkness. Feeling a little guilty, I watch something I hadn't seen before, but it has made me aroused again. I want more. I wait a few moments before Owen takes off the blindfold and covers my mouth with his. His sweet-tasting mouth doesn't taste like it's been licking me. It tastes just like Owen did in the car before we arrived. Come on, sweet. Let's get home. Owen takes my hand and lifts me from the seat, my legs barely able to stand. Who was here with us? Right now? Just me and you. Owen, I know there was someone else too. You do? How? Let's just say I saw something I shouldn't have, and I'm not ready to go home yet. Did you now? You know, it's just the two of us here on this boat. Really? I step closer into his arms and lean into him. Owen, I want her. I want her to make me come while you fuck her from behind. That's what I want, I whisper. Taking my hand, he guides me to a door, down a few steps with Captain wrote on a sign. Opening it, he steps back to allow me to enter first. Dominating the room is a king-sized bed with pillars on each corner, and lying on it is three women, all around the same age. I turn to Owen, and it is me now that has the largest smile on my face. I'm going to enjoy finding out which has the taste of me on their lips.